Patients at risk for heart attack or stroke may be taking a lot of pills. Some could reduce blood pressure. Other pills could control cholesterol. Still others might be prescribed to prevent a heart attack. Hendrik Pitsch had both high blood pressure and diabetes. He participated in a study to see if he could do better in managing his health by reducing the number of pills he had to take.
When I was taking the medication consisting of a variety of tablets, I'd have either 5, 6, or 7 tablets to take.
Dr. Simon Tom from the National Heart and Lung Institute at the Imperial College in London knew it was hard for patients to manage all those medications.
We know there's a big shortfall in the coverage and continued usage of preventive medication, particularly in lower middle income countries.
Dr. Tom led a study that involved more than 2,000 patients. Almost 90% of them had suffered a stroke or had heart disease. The other 10% had a high risk of having one. Half of the participants received a combination daily medication known as a polypill that contained statins, blood pressure medication, and another drug like aspirin to prevent blood clots. The other participants were told to continue taking their regular medications. Dr. Tom says the results clearly favored the polypill.
More patients at the end of the trial were taking indicated medications in the form of the fixed-dose combination polypill than were in the usual care group.
The patients who took the polypill had improvements in control of both blood pressure and cholesterol. Pitsch said he also learned something.
It helped me to understand that controlling your medication is important. The polypill meant that I was never out of sync. I always had the correct amount of tablets to take.
Dr. Tom says the study has huge implications, especially for those who skip their medications.
Polypill has a big public health opportunity to bridge the gap of underusage of indicated and effective therapeutic medication.
Dr. Tom says that's because those who made the biggest gains in taking their medications as prescribed were the ones who were most likely to skip them at the beginning of the trial. The study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.